Mrs. Jones, I know you caught me looking over the fence, across the yard, into your life. Yeah, I see that diamond ring shine on the sill above the sink, but the glimmer sure is dimmer in your eyes. And I know you're crying in that four-post bed at night, in a white silk gown and nobody by your side, with black mascara messing up those pretty eyes. I ain't keeping up to nobody tonight. I ain't keeping up to nobody tonight. Well, hey there, Mrs. Jones, what's that you're dragging? The giant purse defines your worth in your mind. And older as you grow, throwing glitter on the ghost of a dimpled smile, little child lost in time. And I know you're crying in that four-post bed at night, in a white silk gown and nobody by your side, with black mascara messing up those pretty eyes. I ain't keeping up to nobody tonight. No, I ain't keeping up to nobody tonight. Whatever will you do? Michael Kors, Christian Dior, and Louis Vu. You're drowning in this stuff, and it'll never be enough. Just filling holes with things in gold to get you through. And I know you're crying in that four-post bed at night, in a white silk gown and nobody by your side, with black mascara messing up those pretty eyes. I ain't keeping up to nobody tonight. I ain't keeping up to nobody tonight.
We just heard a sneak preview of Mrs. Jones' Evelyn, which will be on the new album you're currently working on. Tell me about that song.
I'm so excited that I was crazy enough to preview a song before it came out, because that song was born in the studio, which is just insane for an artist to do that, because there's no artist anymore that has enough money to just like rent one of the nicest facilities in Canada for like a week and just write like the Rolling Stones did, you know, like they used to just like rent out a studio and like drink their faces off and see what came out. Now it's like everything has gone through a ton of pre-production. You show up very prepared because you're paying for that studio by the hour, or at least that was the case for myself. And Mrs. Jones was actually a different song that I wrote about a year ago, and it's a very upbeat, very bluegrassy vibe and kind of a silly tongue-in-cheek Casey Musgraves-esque song. And so we went into the studio and the plan was to record that, which we did, and we recorded it live off the floor and very fun because that's what the song was. And my friend who was in the studio, Gina, she was like, man, I've always thought that song was really sad. And I was like thinking about the lyrics. I'm like, it is really sad. It's like a very sad story of this Mrs. Jones. And I said, we should do another version. And I literally was in Toronto for like 2 days, and I had a show that night and had the studio and had to lay down two other songs that day. And I had decided right there, let's do another version while we're here, like right now. And everybody was like, you're crazy. So my band being good sports, we all sat down and put something together. And as you lay down the ghost tracks or the bed tracks for a song, you sing a ghost vocal. So it's not the vocal that you keep, but you have to sing something so that the drums and the first instruments have something to go by. So I was singing the original lyrics, and they were just ridiculous, like just ridiculous over this beautiful new sad song. So I like basically rewrote all the verses so that they matched this new Mrs. Jones, and we kept the chorus the same. So both songs will be released. I'll have Mrs. Jones and then in brackets, Becky, which is the upbeat one. And now there's the one you just heard, which is Mrs. Jones in brackets, Evelyn.
Let's talk a little bit about the new record and some of these issues of genre that you've been mentioning.
I wish it wasn't an issue, but I actually like, I even contemplated calling the new record genreism. But a lot of the times, you know, I feel like us as artists, we're really going through this stage of evolution in music. And we all got pretty bitter, especially any independent artists, you know, over the streaming and over the way that, you know, music is now getting out there, because we're just, you know, honestly speaking, we're just suffering. Like there is no income coming off of the streams, right? Like, because it's just such a low algorithm that we're being paid on. So and it gets even tougher when you have to then pick a genre that your whole record is, and then it gets slotted into that genre and gets thrown into those genres algorithms. So for me as a songwriter first, like I say, you know, it's always the hardest question for me to answer is they say, well, what genre are you? I want to say, well, I'm a songwriter. What mood was I in? Like, what show did I watch? Like, for real, that's exactly how I feel. Like, I've written tons of songs for many different genres, for many different reasons, just always a different thing. So, I mean, I am a country artist. That is the family I belong to and the family that's been so good to me for so long. But, you know, here I've been writing these other songs that have just been sitting there and sitting there in the background because they don't belong in the country genre. So, you know, I've made a conscious decision for this next collection of songs that I really wouldn't write targeting a release or targeting success in any one area. But, you know, when I went in with a couple of these new songs, I talked with my producer, Dan Broadbeck, and he said, how do you want me to mix this? Because sometimes that's where your genre will come out, right, is when the producer's mixing or how you produce it. And I said, I want you to mix this for the song. And that was literally what we had decided, that the song needed to be what the song felt like it should be. For this new stuff, I really wanted to hear what these songs needed to be, and they are certainly coming out all over the map. So I have no idea what I'm going to do as I move forward.
I'll take us out with another sneak preview in a second, but first, can you tell us your website so we can keep track of these releases and the touring that you'll be doing behind them?
Sure, absolutely. So you can follow me on any of the socials under Danny Strong Music. That's D-A-N-I Strong, like the muscles music. And my website is dannystrong.com.
Perfect. Let's go out with your song, Out of the Darkness. What can you tell me about that one?
This one is a heavy tune. It's a song that is hopeful. It sounds a little bit like it could be sad, but it is. I was working with a women's shelter, and one of our women had been a victim to human trafficking, and she escaped, thankfully, because she is one of the strongest people I'd ever met. And I had never, ever heard a story like that, especially from a friend of mine. This woman is a good friend of mine now, you know, just kind of happening in our own town. You know, those things I thought, because I was naive, were only happening in other places. And after she opened up to me one day, unfortunately for her, I went home, and the only way to process something like that you know, was for me to just kind of write about it. And I buried myself for a good 2 days after that conversation. And I literally came out of the basement with that song. And it is the most unique music I have ever made for myself. And I'm super proud of it. And this poor girl, the next day I went in and I saw her and I said, so I wrote you into a song last night. And she just, you know, there's a line in the song that says, you know, I'm going to run into the darkest deed, if just one voice can hear me. And that's just, you know, she said, if she can just change one life, if she can just save one person from falling into that, then she, you know, she can die a happy woman. So yeah, so that's that song, Out of the Darkness. And it's a victorious song, and I'm really proud of it.
Amazing. Danny, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me.
We've all got our demons, we don't want to fight. We hear those skeletons screaming alone at night. And we've all had our moment, so tell me now, what is yours? I have been so broken, I'm not scared anymore. I'm gonna run out of the darkness, flee, and now I'm strong. Though they won't dare catch me, I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly out of the darkness, fly. Story was too hard to tell. I won't give them the glory for putting me through hell. I'm gonna stand against the darkest deed and take the chance that just one might hear me. I'm gonna fly. Don't wanna fight.